여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 3학년 20회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 지금부터 듣기 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 1번, 다음을 듣고 설명하는 도형을 고르시오.
I'm going to explain the figures you're supposed to draw. First, there's a large circle. Inside, there are two small figures. The one on the left has three sides and three points. The other on the right has four sides and four points. In each figure, all the lengths are the same. These two figures aren't touching each other.
2번, 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 전화한 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello.
Maria, this is Ken. I am at K Bookstore. You asked me to buy you Gentle Math.
Yes, please. I need to practice problem solving more.
But there are three different books. I don't know which book to buy. There is a green, yellow, and red one.
I forgot to let you know. What I need is the red one. How much is it?
It's 13,000 won.
I'll give you 13,000 won later. Please bring it to school tomorrow. Thank you very much.
No problem. See you tomorrow.
3번, 대화를 듣고 남자가 가고자 하는 곳을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Sure.
I'm taking a tour around here, but I don't know where JK Hotel is.
Let me see. Turn left at the third traffic light and go straight for a while. The hotel is on your right.
How long will it take from here?
Maybe about 10 minutes.
Thank you.
4번, 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 미술관에 가기로 한 요일을 고르시오.
Do you like looking at paintings?
Yes, I am really interested in paintings a lot.
Then why don't we visit the gallery that just opened together?
I'd love to. When shall we go?
The gallery is closed on Wednesdays. How about this Thursday?
I can't go on Thursday. I have a yoga class every Tuesday and Thursday.
Well, I have a violin lesson every Friday. Then shall we go on Monday? Is it too soon?
Not at all. Monday's fine. Let's go then.
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I heard you scream. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I slipped on the stairs.
Can you move it?
I don't think so. It really hurts.
Let me have a look. I work at a hospital.
Terrific. I'm really lucky you're here. What's wrong with my leg?
Oh, you've broken your left leg. I'll call an ambulance first.
Thanks a lot.
6번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How was my speech? Tell me the truth.
I was fascinated by your speech, but your t-shirt was a little...
What? Oh my, I've been wearing it inside out. Why didn't you tell me?
I realized it after you started your speech.
Oh, that was why everyone was staring at my t-shirt and laughing at me.
Don't be too worried.
7번 다음을 듣고 두 사람의 대화가 어색한 것을 고르시오.
Number 1.
Did you do well on the exam?
Don't even ask me about it.
Number 2.
Let me open the door for you.
That's so kind of you.
Number 3.
Can I try these shoes on?
Help yourself. They're delicious.
Number 4.
Here's your coffee and sandwich, sir.
Well, they're not what I ordered.
Number 5.
Wait, is this your cell phone? I think you left it in the classroom.
Oh, it's mine. Thank you.
Hi, Sandra. How was your winter vacation?
To me, it was like a summer vacation.
What do you mean?
I spent the winter in Australia. It's summer there.
I can't imagine hot weather in winter. What did you do there?
I visited the museums and the zoo, and I swam almost every day. How about you?
I went to a ski resort with my family. It was also fun.
Sorry,
I'm late. Oops, I left my pencil case and a math textbook at home.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah. I must be in math class in 30 minutes. Do you have a pencil and some paper I can use?
Sure.
And if you have a math textbook, can I borrow it?
Yeah, here you go. My first class is English, so it's okay.
I won't forget your kindness.
Hello,
I'd like to buy a shoulder bag.
How about this red one? It's $25 just for today.
Good. Do you have other colors besides this?
We have blue and white ones as well, but they are $40.
Oh, really? I'll take the red one.
I see. Then why don't you take this cap with the bag? They're a good match.
It's cute. How much is it?
It's $10.
I'll take it as well. Here's $50.
Here's your change.
That's it for today, and if you want to practice, you can use this court until 11.
Thank you, Mr. Kim. Your tennis lesson is always very fun.
I'm so glad to hear that. Are you going to practice more?
Of course. There are no tennis courts in my apartment complex. By the way, I saw you having brunch last Saturday.
Were you at the same restaurant?
No, I just passed by the restaurant. I was on my way to the park to walk my dog.
Oh, I see. I teach a tennis lesson near that restaurant.
I heard the tennis court near that restaurant is very nice. Can I play tennis on that court sometime?
Yeah, I'll invite you to that tennis court one day.
Yesterday was Sam's birthday. He got a lot of presents. One square package was blue. It had an umbrella in it. Sam's sister gave him a big and round package. He thought it was a ball, but it was a globe of the world. His brother gave him what he wanted, a smartphone. And his father gave him some new mystery books.
Sandy, you're watching another drama. What's the title of it?
Its title is Loving You.
Do you find it interesting?
Not really. You may turn the channel if you want.
Thanks. Oh, the baseball game just finished. Is there anything interesting on TV?
Let's check the TV program schedule. I'm sure you won't like National Geographic or the News Channel.
They're boring. How about Comedy House on Channel 5?
It is not interesting these days.
Then let's just watch Loving You that you've been watching.
(14번) 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 광고인지 고르시오.
Do you usually skip breakfast so you won't be late for school? It is important to have breakfast. But do you not have enough time in the morning? Here is a cereal bar for you. It is not only healthy, but also delicious. Besides, you don't need to worry about gaining weight because it's low in calories. Instead of skipping breakfast, start your day with this cereal bar.
May I help you?
I purchased these pants last month, but they don't fit me well.
Do you want to exchange them for another size?
No, I want to get a refund.
When did you purchase them? Do you have the receipt?
Here it is. I bought them on May 25th.
Because you bought them on sale, you can only exchange them. Would you like to try on a bigger size?
Not really. Could I exchange them for a t-shirt?
Yes, sir, as long as the t-shirt is not more expensive than the pants.
16번 대화를 듣고 현재 시각을 고르시오.
Hurry up! We're late!
What do you mean? We've got 1 hour before the movie starts.
But it'll take 30 minutes to get there. That's the problem.
I don't understand. Why is that a problem?
Well, I reserved the tickets for the 8 o'clock show through the internet, and we must pick them up 30 minutes before the show starts.
Oh, I didn't know that. Let's get moving.
17번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 케이트가 휴대전화 수리 기사에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate's cell phone screen is broken, so she visited a phone shop to get it fixed. The repairman there said he could change the screen, but it would take at least 2 hours. There were already many people who came before her. Kate didn't have much time, so she said she would visit next time again. Then he said he could send the repaired cell phone by home delivery service. Kate wants to have her cell phone repaired and sent home. In this situation, what would Kate most likely say to the repairman?
18번 대화를 듣고 여자가 대화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you heard the news about microplastics?
No. What are microplastics?
They are very tiny pieces of plastic. There are a lot of them in things people use every day, such as toothpaste. Unfortunately, microplastics end up in the sea.
Does it make a problem?
Yes. If animals eat them, they can't grow properly. And because we eat ocean animals, we can also eat the microplastics.
Wow, I might not be able to eat seafood for a while. I'll go home right away and see if my toothpaste has microplastics.
Look for other things that have microplastics.
19번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
May I help you?
Hi,
I'd like to get some information about a used car.
Do you have anything special in mind?
I'm looking for a small car.
How about this one? It's only $9,000, a very low price.
What year was it made?
In 2016. It's almost new.
It's nice. Has it ever been in an accident?
Not at all. It is in almost perfect condition.
(20번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, do you have any plans tonight?
Nothing special.
How about going to a concert with me tonight?
I'm afraid I can't. I'm not in a good mood.
Come on, what's bothering you?
I may not live in my apartment anymore. The house owner told me to pay more money if I want to stay here longer.
Why don't you get a roommate and share the bill?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 3학년 20회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 마칩니다.